friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, think they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave those no one far behind.
Hey RXC listeners, this is your old pal, the computer. Brian is a lazy bum, so he's away this week. I told him that I would fill in if I didn't have to read any of his stupid scripts. He agreed. He's such a pushover. On the show this week we have the ATT Buzz by me, the computer. Goldum's Prime Year in Review, Trivia, and something a bit off topic. It is a song from a band whose guitarist is a friend of Brian's. Tell us what you think via email. We are going to play song by this band each week for a few weeks. If you like it, we may even play the entire album. First things first. Rockyun posted the trainees ballot early this week. The deadline for the trainees is January 31st. For those who are not in the know, the trainees are the Transformers Awards, which are posted to the Transformers newsgroups every year. The categories range from favorite character to best fanfic, and so on. For those who want to vote, check out rec.poise.transformers.moderated.alt.transformers.classic.moderated or even old ATT for instructions. Remember, vote early and vote for RXC. Hint. Hint. Also, Brian wanted me to mention his fanfics Good Mr. Cullen and Stan Bush's story, which are in the archive. Both of them are eligible for the trainees. Hint. 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 Also, you may notice a change to the homepage. Being that some of our shows are, well, strange, we have a link to 5 broadcasts that are good, make sense, and easily accessible to those who are new to RXC. They are available on the homepage. Also, we have a little news scroller that was on the original beta of the current RXC site. Okay, coming up first is the ATT Buzz. Hit the music! Okay, this week on ATT was pretty good, truth be told. We got pictures of another Optimus Primal, this time it's a mega-sized version. There were lots of people who were telling tales of their love woes. Poor, lonely trans fans. One person was apparently cheating on her boyfriend, which caused a little, yet entertaining, mess. There was a whole lot of tranny speculation. Rockyun, as said earlier, posted the links to the ballots and instructions. This year, as last, there will be no disallowed votes, which is a shame. Also, the free-for-all will be edited for length, thanks to Yon or June, as most people say. There were some newbie lurkings, most of which went without a catch. There was the obligatory and profanely stupid, "The drinks are on you" mess. Please, Jax, stop it. For the sake of humanity, heh. There were a few discussions about Transformers websites and what makes a good one. I agree with Brian, for the most part. I think that a good Transformers website needs competent design, content up the wazoo, and a reason for existing. There were a lot of website updates. Check out Zob's page, the Wildrun, and Rick's page, all available in the links section. There was some Transformers pornography posted that caused quite an uproar from Azerfail and Jax. John, I'm surprised that you didn't do the buzz this week just so that you could talk about porn. Ha ha ha. There was a slight discussion of newbies, sparked by the ATT buzz last week. Let me set the record straight. There's nothing wrong with being a newbie. It's just that some newbies don't care or have the inclination of learning rules. Jax is a good example of this. Jax is a very good example, yes. Ha ha ha. Also, those who define open-mindedness as whether you agree with them or not. Those are the problem movies. Huh. What else happened of note this week? Oh yeah. There was a discussion of which Transformer you would be. That's always a fun topic. Me, I'd be Soundwave. Just because. Duh. I almost forgot. Tom Hanks was on The Tonight Show and he talked about the Transformers. He even sang the theme song. This caused a big fuss. Big deal. I'll sing the Transformers theme. Worship me. The Transformers. More than meets the eye. Autobots wage their battle to destroy the evil forces of the Decepticons. Transformers. Robots in disguise. Transformers. More than meets the eyes. Transformers. See, was that hard? No. I should get 20 million per picture. And that was all that was worth mentioning on ATT. Coming up next is Goldie with his year in review.
2000 has been quite a year for the Transformers toys. As of Rat Trap's release, 45 toys have been released in America under the Transformers brand name. Beast Wars to Beast Machines to Dinobots. It's been a year unlike any I can remember as far as the toys go. And with the Japanese car robots and their Generation 1 reissues, this year has more or less provided something for everyone. While I can't comment much on the car robots or G1 reissues, I can comment on the American lines, seeing as I've been spending every last cent of my money on them. So here's my contribution to the Transformers Year in Review. The Beast Machines brand name has given us what are, in my opinion, simply marvelous toys. The Maximals have given us a wonderful blend of robotic qualities in organic-themed bodies. They aren't exactly techno-organic, that was just the catchphrase for the 2000 line. They are decidedly techno with simple organic appearance. From the first Maximal of the year, Buzzsaw, to the very latest, Rat Trap, the line has only gone uphill, with but a few minor bumps in the road. If the majority of next year's Maximals follow this pattern, I'd have to say we're in for a real treat. The Viacons have proven an interesting progression in the toy technology. The first basics, Mirage and Scavenger, gave us somewhat realistic-looking vehicle modes and robots with a fair amount of playability. Harkening back to the later days of Generation 2, with the Cyberjets, Laser Rods, Combat Heroes, and Rotor Force, to name all I can think of at the moment. But advancing the technology a bit at the same time. Unfortunately, the Viacons, for me, went downhill for the most part after the first wave. Sure, there were the gems like Obsidian and Megatron, but for the most part, they were either engineered poorly or were fatally brickish in either mode. Of course, I suppose you expect a vehicle to be brickish. Moving along, the first 2001 Viacon tank drone doesn't seem to be setting a very good pace for the next wave. He's short, has limited articulation, and is somewhat affected by his transformation in robot mode. On the other hand, he's beautifully sculpted. That's always important. The Beast Machines line has been very experimental. Running the Dinobot subline in tandem with the main line and making accessory toys, it's been very interesting to see how these progress. The Beast Riders were an interesting concept. Make a toy that kind of transforms and that can ferry other toys around. The result was Megatron and Chi, who are capable of carrying figures up to the size of Megatron, that is, deluxe. These were apparently successful since Hasbro is releasing recolored versions of them, too many Rees, presumably to partner with Stealth Cheetor and Deluxe Megatron. I personally wasn't very blown away with Megatron. He wasn't even good enough for me to want to get Chi at some point in the future. I haven't had the chance to buy the deployers yet, but they're another good-seeming idea. Small robotic animals that turn into weapon emplacements just about big enough for basics to take cover behind. Despite little to no major chain release, these have also gotten recolors, which are slowly going out to Target stores. Though the Beast Riders could use improvement, I would like to see more toys based on the idea in the next Transformers line. As for the deployers, well, I just hope I can get them before the next line hits. I'm not sure what I think about the Dinobots, honestly. On one hand, I'm glad that the Neo toys got imported and sold cheap. Saves me some cash in the long run. Same with Magmatron, even though I've not yet bought him. But the American toy repaints are a different matter. I do understand not wanting to risk the cost of making brand new molds in the case the idea flops. But in that case, I think I'd prefer Hasbro to just stick with the Japanese models. Regardless, it's a very neat concept, even with the Dinobot storyline running parallel to the mainstream Beast Machine storyline. I kind of will like them to have their own continuity. But can't get everything you want, I guess. This is something else I'd like to see more of in the future. I'm not sure what source they'd take the molds from if they use repaints again, but it is a neat idea. The Beast Wars name lives on yet, and will for at least one toy in 2001, but more on this in a bit. The Beast Wars line for this year, Beast Wars line for this year was small compared to the numbers on Beast Machines, and mostly survived on Fox Kids repaints before the Mutants came along. The Mutants will probably be the final new mold under the Beast Wars name, and this was another interesting idea, though in more than one case, execution could have used work. The idea of a beast-to-beast transformer was nodded to in Beast Machines through the Savage Noble character, who will get a toy in the Beast Machines line in one of the first waves of Deluxe 2001 toys. In 2 out of 4 cases, the Mutants have had one good mode and one made of leftovers. The Mutants were an innovative idea, but not one that I think has a future. What may very well be the last Beast Wars toy will be Transmetal 2 Cheetor, repainted in black, silver, and gold, and sold as Walmart-exclusive Tripredicus Agent. That is, unless the supposed recolors Spike Tail and Screech Wing are, by the way, a recolored skunk and recolored bat, which draws the conclusion that one line is getting repainted Stink Bomb and Sonar. I don't know about you, but it's kind of sad that the last Beast Wars toy could probably be Transmetal 2 Cheetor's mold. Anyway, I honestly think it's time to fully retire the Beast Wars brand name. It served well for the last 5 years, now let it sleep. And that's probably going to happen anyway. With Beast Wars gone from Fox Kids, Hasbro has no advertisement for the line anymore. So the bottom line is that the Transformers toy has been doing well overall. Despite some poor toys here and there, and bad marketing in one case, I think the Transformers will continue strong into the new year, and I simply can't wait to see what Battle for the Spark has to offer us. This is Goldimus Prime for Radio Free Cybertron's Transformers Year in Review.
Radio Free Cybertron, the only radio show where you'll hear me say, I'm not wearing any pants.
And thank you, Goldie Dude. That was funny. Megatron, a deluxe. Ha ha ha. Let's see. Coming up now is trivia. Last week, the clip was from Fire in the Sky. Cool, huh? Those who got it right were Zephos, Rattrap 007, Prowl, Blue Streak 7, AK David Schultz, Thrust, and Winker Blast AK Hot Rod. Congrats. You know how it works. Email Brian at kilby316@vts.net if you know this clip.
It is simply unacceptable behavior in my book.
And again.
It is simply unacceptable behavior in my book.
Remember, email Brian if you know the episode. That's RFC this week. We're going to leave you with a song mentioned at the beginning of the show. The group is called Elegant Honkies and the song is entitled Dark Side.
Just gone insane. So if you wanna see the sun break,